This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. And since Rich even mentioned automobiles, I wanted to let you know that the material that I use as an anti-seize compound is called Copper Coat. And it's available in an 8-ounce size. It's actually 16-ounce size. And it's darn expensive. At least I think it is. A little plastic bottle with a little brush inside is about $20. But it lasts me 10 years or maybe longer. And I use it on spark plug threads. Always. Because I don't want the spark plugs to get stuck. I use it on wheel bolts. Now, you're not supposed to use it on wheel bolts or wheel lug nuts, but I do. And that's my choice because I want to be able to get them off. But if you do it wrong, your lug nuts may become loose. So they don't want you, meaning the manufacturers don't want you to do that. But I always do. So don't follow my advice. Do your own research and see if you want to do it. And if you do, make sure that you use a torque wrench and torque the lug nuts or lug bolts to make sure that they don't come off. Because I'm so concerned about being able to get wheels off and back on should I have a flat tire. Because there's a guy right in our village right here right now riding around in a Toyota Tacoma, the big one, the pickup truck. And a full-size pickup truck. And he can't get his rear wheels off because they're rusted in place. No kidding. And I'm not kidding. So we've lubricated him up, and he's going to come back in about a week, and we're going to see if we can get his wheels off. So in case he has a flat tire, he can change it. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And what I do is I put copper coat on the end of a Q-tip, and then I put the Q-tip with the copper coat. It's kind of a copper dust plus oil, and I put it on machine screws, in nuts, the stainless steel rivets that are in the back of the license plate holders. I spent 10 minutes yesterday doing that just to make sure I could get the license plate machine screws out next time. And so that's what we do. So, Rich, I just wanted to share that thought about how difficult it's becoming for people to maintain their own equipment for simple things because of the road salt, beet juice, and mist in the air that is rusting everything in sight. Your thoughts?
I think that term, forced obsolescence, and basically what it does to the little people, it lowers the... Let me just back up a minute. I know you'll agree with this, Vince, because how many times have you heard me say, years ago, that when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job based on what group you're in, this will metastasize like a cancer into victim group status, into feeling you deserve certain entitlements. And that's part of forced obsolescence. When you lower the bars of standards and products and services, especially, you know, this gig economy that we're in, how about customer service? Do you remember years ago, folks, when we can call almost any company, big or small, and get terrific customer service, even almost build a relationship with the people? Today, it's almost impossible to even call them. And a lot of companies make you email them or text them and they get back to you with a very vague response that's non-specific to your problem and does not fix the problem. Basically, it's plausible deniability for accountability. So, this is why...
Hold that thought for one second. So, I called last week, I called Felpro. Felpro manufactures some of the finest gaskets in the world. They're well known. Mechanics, that's the name mechanics look for. Another one is Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, but F-E-L-P-R-O. So I was looking at some of the valve cover gaskets for a common application. And for the V6 engine, they are blue. Blue siliconized rubber. And I thought, these are the cat's meow. These are awesome. I really like these. And so we went to put them on a V8 engine, and the darn things are black rubber. I thought, these don't feel the same. I don't think they're as good. I don't think they are as pliable. I don't think they'll last as long. I don't think they contain as much silicone. So I called up Felpro, Felpro's technical support. And this isn't sales. This is their technical support line. And I get this guy. And I said, hi, my name is Vincent. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. He gave me his name, his first name. And I said, so I've got Felpro gaskets here. I've been using them for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years. And I noticed that for the V6 engine, this particular application, here's the part number, it's blue. It's siliconized rubber. It's awesome. And then for the V8, same engine, but the V8 version, same year, it's black. And it doesn't feel like the same kind of rubber. What's the difference? He said, well, it's the color. One's black, one's blue. Yeah, I know that. I know that. But what is the difference? One's black, one's blue. Okay. And I couldn't get any information out of this guy. And I got, you know, just one or two word answers. So finally I said to him, so, how long have you been doing this? And he told me he'd been a mechanic for 37 years, and he'd been on the phone for most of those years. And I said, well, thank you so much for your time. And I hung up, and I turned to our son, and I said, that's it for Felpro gaskets. That's it. This guy taught me I don't want to buy them anymore. That's how I'm reacting lately. One jerk at a company who doesn't represent the company kills that experience for me. One. They could be doing a great job, and then I get one jerk who is just not interested in helping, not interested in doing his or her job, and it ruins it for me, and I don't want to deal with them anymore. That's the way I've become lately. And it's weird. I didn't used to be like that. I don't shop at Sears anymore unless I absolutely positively have to, because they don't know what they're doing. I don't want to go and have an experience with a salesperson who knows less than I do about what they're selling. They should know more than I do. They're wasting my time. I think it's going to give Joey a heart attack, because Joe, everywhere he goes, he runs into this. And it's what you said, Rich Sheeman. You've been saying this for years. And I hope our class understands. These are proof positive of what you've been saying. You lower the bars and standards and expectations, and this is what you get. You go to McDonald's, and I don't, but people do, and you look at the hamburgers, and those hamburger engineers at the grill will, if it has three pickles, they are able to put all three of them on top of each other, so that only one bite gets pickles. Only one. And they do the same thing with onions. It takes a lot of effort to do that. Everybody else would spread them around. If you had a few people over for hamburgers or a cookout or that kind of thing, would you say, I'll tell you what, let me show you how I do it, or let me show you how I do the pickles? Because what you really want to do is you want to experience a 3X pickle bite, but only one. You want all three pickles in one bite. That way you can compare the bite with the pickles versus the rest of the hamburger, the other 90%, with no pickles. That's what's happening all over this country. And the expectations, of the customers are being manipulated. You know, you buy a product at, let's say, a Best Buy, and you buy this DVD player, and you talk to one of their engineers. You go, this is the one you want. This is this. The features of this, unbelievable. So you get it, you bring it home. A year and a half later, or 2 years later, it quits. And you bring it back, and you go, I'm really confused because, you know, Bob over there said this was the best, and it didn't last 2 years. Oh, yeah, well, you know, that's the way they are. They're all like that. As a matter of fact, you're lucky you got 2 years out of it. And so now the customers are expecting that electronics only last a couple years. They think that's normal. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, Vince, since you had the ability to dovetail a conversation from cars to pickles, I would like to take that opportunity and basically show you how, and we've talked about this a million times, but this is just another example, on how money's going into propaganda lies, false flags and hoaxes, and divide and conquer strategies for division. Here's an article right here. In fact, it's a video as well. Students say Obama immigration, quote, is racist when they think it's from Trump. Everything is done to manufacture perception, to trick you. So there was this student on campus, and he was talking about, he was interviewing other students, because he looks young as well, and he would give a quote, and the response was, well, Trump is a racist, Trump is this, Trump is that. You know, all the propaganda and misdirection given from college campus today, because they don't want to teach the kids. They don't even want to teach them to debate. They want to teach them to scream and yell and do violence, and they're totally socially indoctrinated. So, and politically indoctrinated. So, obviously the money for colleges has not been spent wisely. But people are waking up, but it's very obvious that the globalists slash Democrats, they start with a conclusion, they build a narrative, then they blackmail and bribe people to connect the dots through actors who are bought and paid for to manufacture certain perception. And in every context, nothing benefits the little people. So now I'm going to do another analogy or bridge that's totally different than what I just said here, since you did cars and pickles. I'm not going to forget the cars and pickle analogy, just so you know. And, you know, I'll use an example like how they're demonetizing silver. Why is silver a 90-to-1 ratio to gold? It's because it's the poor man's gold. Because 80% of paycheck of people live paycheck to paycheck. So we're in the so-called best and longest economic expansion, which is all a bunch of BS. What they're doing in every way, shape, and form is to make sure that we stay divided and we don't get prosperous, that we don't become self-sufficient, that we don't think of ourselves, that we can't control our own destiny, because that's how you manipulate the people. This has been done since and even before the Roman Empire. And people need to realize that almost everything is phony, is fake news. Everything is meant, even our own tax dollars, to keep us from our own prosperity and controlling our own destiny. They need to make sure that they foment hate, division, lower the bars of standards and expectations, make us break our will, make us become submissive. That's why all these words don't even the definitions are hijacked. Almost everything is a politically correct buzzword. Vince?
Yeah. Yeah, we're right back right after these few short commercial announcements. And they're fewer. Well, they're not shorter, but they're fewer. Fewer commercials. And maybe we can get some more removed. We'll see.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
A little late to the game, but the mainstream media has figured out that U.S. mistrust is increasing. And what group is considered the least trusted? Well, that'd be the U.S. government. And according to the Pew Research Center, and this is on Yahoo.com, they say they found that 69% of Americans say the federal government intentionally withholds important information from the public. And they also say that 61% say the news media intentionally ignores important stories. Well, I think that would be at least the percentages of people who distrust what is being said in the media, and at least the percentage that distrusts the federal government and state government and local government, all government corporations. It seems that not only that, but these researchers for Pew, P-E-W, has found that 64% of U.S. adults believe trust in each other has declined. People don't trust each other as much as they used to. No question about that in my mind and in my world. I'm finding pretty much everywhere I go, people misrepresent. There was a woman who was selling a car. And we bought the car. And it had a major, major failure that you couldn't tell if the car had been started within a couple hours prior. Major. And she represents, this is a middle-aged gal. Praise the Lord, she's probably a churchgoer and everything. She said the car was in good condition. It was not. It was not in good condition. Now, fortunately, we have the capability of fixing it, but that was concealed. I wanted to buy a freezer. I called this guy and I said, "Can I talk to you about it?" It was on Craigslist, and he said, "Yeah, he's had it for 3 years and it really runs great." I said, "What brand is it?" He said, "Montgomery Wards." I said, "Montgomery Wards has been out of business for at least 20 years, maybe 30. He said, "Well, yeah, but, I've had it for 3 years." And he's misrepresenting the facts. What he was trying to say is it's by using words to misrepresent the facts, he's saying it's 3 years old. But that's not what the thing is at least 30 years old, at least. And they take pictures to carefully conceal what you would see as failures. There was a woman who was selling a truck. She worked for the government. She was at the highest level of a local government in a nothing town in Missouri. And she was selling a Dodge truck. And she said, a mechanic says it needs ball joints. Well, my son and I drove 4 hours round trip. The car was rusted. It completely rusted. You could see through the door. But the way she took the pictures, you couldn't see it. And because the color was dark, you couldn't see it. The gas tank was held up by a dog leash. Of course, that wasn't in the picture either. The front was pretty good. There was no rust on the front bumper because it's fiberglass. But the doors were completely rusted. So if you went from the edge of the front bumper all the way around the side of the vehicle, the back bumper, and to the all around the other side to the front bumper again, there was a continuous path of rust. The truck was shot. The bumper, the rear bumper, metal bumper, completely rusted through. Didn't show in the pictures. This truck was just garbage. And she worked for the government, and she said her mechanic said it only needs ball joints. She absolutely positively lied, wasted our time and our money. I'm seeing more and more and more of this. All I'm doing is putting exclamation points on what this news article has been saying. But we've been saying this for years. There is a tremendous amount of mistrust, and it's well-deserved. Because people lie, cheat, and steal. And they take it. They take their examples from the government. Rich, quick comment before we go into the next commercial break?
Well, since the music's been playing, I will comment after the break, Vince.
Okay, we'll be right back with Rich Eaton, offgridmontana.com. We're going down, class.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After months of delays, setbacks, and gains, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today for the extension of funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. After all the delays that have happened, the Uniformed Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald says he's still on edge about that vote that's coming later today.
We're very hopeful that it will go through. It should go through. It's the right thing to do.
Fitzgerald spoke on NBC News. The Trump administration taking steps to make fast-track deportations of illegal immigrants who've been in the country less than 2 years possible. The DHS is expected to issue a notice today saying it's expanding the expedited removal, which means immigrants could be moved quickly without having to see an immigration judge. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com. Robert in Kansas. Welcome. You're on with Rich Even.
Hey, Vincent, you know it's racist to spread your pickles around like that, right?
Well, somebody's got to do it. But seriously, have you ever had a fast food burger and see how sloppily they are put together?
I don't have as many anymore, Vince, and I try to stay away from that now.
I'm going from distant memory.
Yeah, well, I do. I have gotten, like you talk about traveling, right? And sometimes you got to eat some places. And so, yeah, you do eat, and you see the things you see and the people serving you food and everything you talk about, Vince. You're not wrong. You know, everything the way it's going. So I wanted to call. I had an economics question, so I wanted to call when Rich Sheban was on. So,
hey, go ahead, Rob.
Okay. Well, yeah.
The $15 minimum wage was passed in the House, and I was wondering if Rich, Vincent also, of course, but what Rich thought about that, if he thought maybe the money velocity idea helping the bottom 93%, things like that, what he thought about the effects if that were to come to be.
Well, Rob, I'm looking at an article right now on Zero Hedge. It says, despite plunging rates, existing home sales slow for the 16th month. And it's saying it doesn't make economic sense. Well, it doesn't make economic sense because we have so much debt. You know, you could look at it from a money velocity standpoint, but let's say you're making $14 an hour and your colleague at the same business is making $10 an hour. You're making $14 an hour because you have more seniority, you have a higher skill set, you have a tougher job. So let's say you're a $14 an hour job, you get a $1 pay raise, and your colleague who has lower skill sets, lower proven results, all of a sudden, one day, he gets $15 an hour. So you go to your boss and say, hey, now, even though I got a dollar raise, you know, my colleague here got a $5 raise, but yet he didn't produce more. He didn't give more proven results. He didn't have higher qualifications. I still have a tougher job. See, it's going to be, it's going to open up a can of worms for the whole system. And if we don't reward merit based on things like hard work, effort, poor results, and qualifications, and we don't reduce debt. That's why I keep saying, Robert, I think we had this conversation about a year or two ago. You were saying when I was talking about QE for the people and trying to benefit the little guy, the bottom 93%, by lowering the back end of the yield curve, the 10 to 30-year notes and bonds, so we can, all the people can get out of these high variable loans, including credit cards, because we've bailed out the banks so many times. We don't, you know, we're creating money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks. Everything is QE and welfare for the rich. So I say, let's help the little people. And you're not helping them by, because there's going to be more, plus there's going to be more people being laid off. And it's going to eventually, it's a long game benefit for the corporate oligarchies, our fascist system. And what it's going to do is going to make the little guy, the little company, not expand. In fact, they might decline in growth because they got to pay suboptimal workers more money, and it gives more control to the elite. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, like Vince, when you were discussing that last subject before the break, basically you were in a roundabout way defining our new definition of fascism. It's where the corporate oligarchies, and that's why there's so much mistrust, are keep bailing out, whether it be verbally or money-wise or QE-wise or stock buyback-wise, it doesn't matter. Tax benefit-wise, we're giving all the benefits to the elite. So if people can understand that if we could all refinance, get out of variable loans, everything from credit cards, school loans, car loans, house loans, and refinance everything, if we got down to zero on the back end, Switzerland's the number one country to live in the world. It's been that way for a long time. Switzerland's the only country that has negative interest rates on 30-year mortgages. I know negative interest rates don't make sense. Nothing makes sense. We don't have supply and demand. We don't have free markets. It's all basically, it's fixed. It's rigged. It's rigged for the elite. So what we need to do is have laws of excess. We can't have all these rich people doing the stock buyback. buybacks into QE, which is putting money into their pockets. We can't have all this easy money, non-NGOs, the wealthy funding both sides of the war, the geoengineering, the steroids, antibiotics, and foods, GMOs, pesticides, fluoride and chlorine, and 200 chemicals. Basically, everything that's being done is hurting the little people. And if the White House ever hears me, because I'm blue in the face talking about this, it's a great idea to give the little people some benefits. So if we don't refinance our debt, Rob, I don't care what the minimum wage is, it's going to make the big corporate oligarchies more successful, and it's going to increase delinquencies, defaults, and bankruptcies during the meantime, which the little people is going to have to pay for higher goods and services prices because of the cost shifting. That's my short answer.
Robert, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Rich said something, a small business carve-out, where if you have a small businesses under a certain, I don't want to define that now, but whatever that would be normally defined as, I think, number of employees, things like that, would be something to consider. And then Rich talked about upward pressure on wages. Certainly, I thought about that, you could cause that to occur. But if you look at the trend in wages over the past decades, I don't know that that would be a bad thing. And then as far as negative interest rates, I studied in business school. I studied a lot of finance, and I don't know what a negative interest rate is either. At the same time, I guess if you wanted to push debt out on margin in some way, you could get debt out the door. But I don't know how it works in a traditional interest debt system where you have a negative rate. Certainly on things like housing and things like that, you would not apply you might give negative rates to, institutional level governments, things like that. But I don't know. As far as negative interest rates, if you're given negative interest rate loans, Rich, I wanted to apply and to see if I qualify. And if I do, that would be great. For sure. But I don't know what that is either. But yeah, as far as the $15 minimum wage, I don't know what it's going to do ultimately. They're going to phase it in. I hope it helps a lot of people. Of course, there's innovation to think about, but I think the corporations are innovating anyway. So I don't know. I just hope it helps people. That's all I can say. I hope it helps the economy. People can go out to eat, do whatever, and things get better that way.
Robert,
wages are not keeping up with debt increases, and I'm not a proponent of negative interest rates. So that just flat out without giving an explanation, but the reason why I say it is because it looks like the whole world is heading that direction. Now, if interest rates have to go down because I've talked about that even today, everything collapses. And I've given specific examples. I've talked hours about this. But if we have our interest rates go down, why not do something different? Instead of feathering the nest of the wealthy who are making all the laws and bail out more banks and more insurance companies and more auto manufacturers and everybody else around the world, including other banks, why not, if we go to negative interest on the long end of the yield, okay? And we got to have means testing. Negative interest rates is basically a fee, okay? It's a penalty. But if you have under $1 million net worth or whatever example, number they pick, you shouldn't have to pay that fee. I'm talking about for the little people, if we go negative, especially on the long end, it's an incentive, a light at the end of the tunnel program. So let's say you have a house loan and you're having a hard time paying the interest, never mind the principal. Well, at the end of that fiscal year of payment, or calendar year, depending on how they do it, you get, let's say we have 3%, let's say we all refinance to the 30-year. I know most houses, home loans are closer to the 10-year bond, but let's say we all refinance at the 30-year. Let's just say, and let's say it's a minus 3%. Average Tom, Dick, and Harry, Joe Smith,
gets 3% back at the end of that fiscal year for paying their loan. We have bailed out so many of the banks and the big corporations. And I talked about zombie companies in huge detail with specificity. Everything that's been done has been done to benefit the already rich, the already super wealthy. Why don't we benefit and bail out the little people? I don't care if you call it QE, but if interest rates are heading down, why not use that as an example instead of funding both sides of wars and funding NGOs and funding all the too big to fails and too big to jails? Why don't we fund the little people? It's not a class envy thing, because it's corruption and manipulation that's saving the super wealthy. QE alone was made for liquidity, giving liquidity to banks and Wall Street. Okay, so the bailouts, the too big to fails, the too big to jails, they have no accountability for anything. Let's help our economy by reducing debt. Debt, corporate debt, household debt. We have $14 trillion in household debt in this country. Corporate debt is, like I mentioned earlier, twice the amount that took down the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis that took down the economy in 08. We have more than twice the corporate leverage. So if we could have, and when I say go to zero or negative, if we're heading that way, we might as well use it to take advantage for the little people. You don't use that to take out more debt. You got to pay off your existing debt. There's got to be conditions. I have a 10-step process to really help the economy. But you can't expect improved economic situations with our demographic situation, the corrupt monetary policies from the central bank, group identity politics, and Keynesian economics. And Vince, you could vouch for that. I've talked about all four of those reasons till I'm blue in the face for hours over the radio. The whole system is so corrupt and so manipulated, we're not helping the little people. The powers that be, Rob, are so addicted. This is an addiction. Power, money, and control is an addiction. And they have to keep the little people in debt. Well, why not turn this around and give, for all the quantitative easing or QE or Operation Twist, I don't care what name you call it, we've bailed out the wealthiest people in the world and foreign countries and foreign banks. Why not help our people with a different idea?
Robert, would you like to hold through the break?
Sure thing, Vince.
Okay. And so Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Robert's in Kansas. I'm in Missouri, and we'll be right back. I've got a couple comments, and I...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Richie is with us. Robert in Kansas is with us. I'm Vince Finelli. And I've got a couple comments on what he said, and I see some holes in it. And here's where they are. They're not financial holes. These are value holes. So 26 years ago, I offered in Virginia to teach young students in high school computer technology. I volunteered to teach them. And the superintendent said, well, it seems like a good idea, but instead of doing it at the high school, how about we'll see if it works? So why don't you train them at your place? I said, okay. So I volunteered to train students after school. They'd have to show up at my farm, and I would teach them computer technology 3 hours after school every other day. And I invited the parents to come, and I actually required the parents to come, and we had a lot of people show up, probably close to 100 people, with parents and students. And I explained how I would be training them and computer technology, and there'd be a lot of learning, and it was a voluntary basis from them and me. There was no charge from me to teach them. And I asked if there were any questions, and one parent said, yeah, I know what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get free labor from my daughter. And I said, I don't think so. I said, as a matter of fact, there's a government of a very large city that pays $100 an hour, this is 26 years ago, for my attention so that I will design their citywide computer network and system. They pay $100 an hour for my time. And I'm not charging your daughter anything. And your daughter doesn't know anything about computers in the first place. So I said, you know, your premise is wrong. Now, let's just move fast forward, maybe a couple decades. And to Missouri. So Well, let me just take a step back. When I was in high school, after school, I had a job making sub sandwiches at an independent sub sandwich joint. I made $1.65 an hour. And then I went to an auto parts store in the next town, and they paid me $1.85 as an auto parts counter person, you know, selling auto parts, helping customers with getting the right auto parts. I wanted to excel at those jobs. I wanted to make the best sub sandwiches. I wanted to provide the customers with the best auto parts customer service to help them get the right part for their need without overspending or getting the wrong part. Well, my son and I were at O'Reilly's, which is a chain auto parts store chain in Missouri, and it's kind of a regional outfit. And they pay their guys between $10 and $15 an hour. And there were a couple guys lollygagging behind the counter when my son and I walked in. There weren't very many customers, and the young people were lollygagging behind the counter. And I said to the guy, so I used to do what you're doing, and I opened every box in between customers so I'd know what the inventory was and what we were selling. Have you guys done that? And one guy said to me, they don't pay me enough to do that. So that shows that even with a higher wage, $10 or $15 an hour, young people and employees today don't feel they're being paid enough to do a good job. Employers can't find qualified employees. They can't. The young people walk off the job after 15, 20 minutes, an hour, or a day. They don't like it. It doesn't fit in with their lifestyle. So they quit. So paying them, Robert, $15 an hour is crazy. Because, first of all, they don't know enough to earn $15 an hour, in my opinion. I wouldn't hire a single one of them to do anything, including load bales of hay on a trailer. I wouldn't do it because they don't know what they're doing and they'll wreck the equipment. So just raising the minimum wage is crazy in my opinion. I think the market should drive a free and open market. A legitimate market should drive wages. Financiers in Wall Street and bankers should no way get the compensation that they're getting. The CEO of Laclede Electric, whatever he's making, maybe 150, 200 grand a year, should no way make that much money. The attorney at $250 an hour who pads the bills, in my opinion, should not be making that much money, $225, $250 an hour. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, small business mom and pops are working on such thin margin right now. Right now, Robert, we have Buffett, Bezos, and Gates. They own 50% of our country's net worth, and the inequality just keeps growing and growing and growing. And when you reward people based on what group you're in and not hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, the distortions get worse. And one of the ideas in my plan is to, let's say the average, I'm shooting from the hip here, let's say the average household debt is $50,000. Let's do QE for the people. Let's give each household $50,000. If you're in debt, you have to be forced through vouchers to pay down your debt so it doesn't increase inflation. If you are at a debt and you're a saver, well, let's have a light at the end of the tunnel program. Call it that. If you're a saver, you did the right thing, you paid your bills, you paid off your school loan, your car loan, your mortgage, et cetera, your credit card loan. Well, guess what? You can't have that $50,000 to actually put into the economy. You have to spend it in, say, 1 or 2 years, whatever. And that could be done through a voucher system at some state, at on some level. So if we did that, not only could we help the little people, reward the savers, the people who did the right thing, but give QE to the people. And I'm not saying negative interest rates is the answer. I'm just saying it looks like interest rates are going down all around the world, especially in a fiat currency where there's so little consumer confidence in this printing of money. And if they keep printing more money with the Fed or other central banks, because they're all in cahoots right now, there's going to be more and more or less consumer confidence.
Rich, hold up. We're out of time. Robert in Kansas, next week, please join us.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.